أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a man who came from the furthest part of the city, that is on the outskirts of the city. Mufassirin have given his name as Habib al-Najjar. He came to his community and his people after he heard how they had reacted to the messengers of Allah, and he preached to them and he pleaded with them that they should follow the messengers and that they should not reject them or harm them in any way. His community, how did they respond to this? They immediately started beating him. And eventually they mocked him, they killed him. According to some narration, with their kicks and their blows, they mocked him and they killed him. According to other narrations, they took rocks and they took stones and they stoned him until he had passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this man so much that Allah azza wa jal gave him a spot in the most recited chapter of the Quran. How much love Allah must have had for him. This incident took place after the time of Isa alayhi salam. According to some, approximately 600 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, or 600 years before the advent of Islam. And this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its revelation started about 1,456 years ago, if we take into consideration the Meccan period. Since then, or since the time Surah Yasin was revealed, every reciter of Surah Yasin reads about this man, Habib al-Najjar. And the reason why Allah loved him so much is because of the concern he had for his community, more than anything else. If you look at his approach, when he came to them, he did not reproach them, he did not scold them, he did not threaten them. Allah will punish you. How can you treat the messengers like this? He had all the right to say those things to them because these are messengers of Allah. And they threatened the messengers of Allah. We are going to kill you, we are going to stone you to death. If they threatened the messengers of Allah with these types of threats, and they had issued these types of warnings to them, Habib al-Najjar knew I stand no chance. He knew it. He knew if they could kill the Anbiya and these messengers, what chance do I stand? I'm an ordinary person in the community. They might not even know me. He knew that he is putting his life down for the sake of Allah. He could have remained in his cave and said, you know what? Allah has guided me. Why should I be concerned about them? He came, and Allah says he came running and rushing. And he came with purpose. And he wanted to accomplish some objective. What was that? The fikr. Concern he had for his community. One is, obviously, he was concerned about the safety of the messengers. But when you look at his preaching and his advice, he was begging them, pleading with them, follow the messengers. This will be good for you. He spoke to them, when he spoke of Allah, he referred to Allah as Ar-Rahman, using the beautiful, the most beautiful quality of Allah, that worship of Rahman. He is the most merciful, he is the most kind, he is the most loving, he is the most compassionate. So, because of this concern that he had for the hidayah and the guidance of this community and these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that so much that Allah azza wa jal gave him the spot in Surah Yasin, which many of us and most Muslims around the world recite this surah every day, and sometimes twice a day. And how many of us, and even our little children, have memorized the surah by heart? In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Habib al-Najjar this status and this great position. According to some narrations, they also killed the messengers of Allah. Those three messengers were also martyred, and they were also killed. After killing Habib al-Najjar, they turned to them and they killed them and martyred them as well. However, this has not been proven through any authentic narration, but there is a narration mentioned by Imam Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah. Allah then explained his state after he passed away, after his death, Habib al-Najjar. In the next ayah, ayah number 26 of Surah Yasin, Allah said, قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. After his death, it was said to him, enter into paradise. قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Now we know that entry into paradise or entry into hellfire does not take place after death. Because after death, there is that interim period. That what we refer to as barzakh, the life of barzakh. The life of barzakh, after the life of barzakh comes qiyamah, after qiyamah comes jannah, jahannam. So what does it mean, qila dukhulil jannah? Because no one enters into paradise after their demise. They go into another realm, or another world, known as alam barzakh, the world of barzakh. So there are different interpretations given over here. Qila dukhulil jannah, his spot and his place in Jannah was shown to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in the hadith that when a believer goes into the grave, then his position in paradise is shown to him. There's a virtual tour. He is given of paradise, but he remains in alam al-barzakh. So this is one interpretation. The other interpretation is qila dukhulil jannah. His grave was a paradise for him because it was comfortable. There's a dua that we make for the deceased. Allahumma ja'al qabrahu rawdatan min riyad al-jannah. Oh Allah, make the qabr of the deceased person a garden from the gardens of paradise. You are not referring to Jannah, paradise, but make it comfortable. Allow him to enjoy comfort, peace, and some of the good luxuries of paradise in the grave. So that is what could be meant over here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that paradise was guaranteed and confirmed for him. His concern was such that even after that, in his qabr, in his grave, when he was shown the comforts of paradise, he still had concern for his people. He made a statement over there in that world, and that statement was so profound that Allah informed us about it. What did he say? Qal, Habib al-Najjar, he said, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. I wish my people could know bima ghafara li rabbi, how my Rabb has forgiven me, wa ja'alani min al-mukramin, and how my Rabb has made me amongst the honorable ones. He wanted to share, they just killed him and martyred him and beat him to death or stoned him to death. But he wanted to share what he enjoyed in the next life with his people. He said, I wish I could just show them right now. I wish I could show it to them. How Allah has forgiven me. How Allah has made me amongst the honorable ones. Allah says after this, the people of this town and this village, they rejected the Prophet. They could have murdered them. And they killed this man, Habib al-Najjar. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. Allah says, we did not send down upon his people, upon the people of Habib al-Najjar, we did not send down upon his community after him, after he was killed, any army from the heaven. We did not send down to punish them any army from the heaven. وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. And there was no need, nor was there a need for us to send down an entire army. Why send down an entire army of angels to destroy them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how they were destroyed. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَ وَاحِدًا. It was only one sayha. Sayha, a shriek. It was one cry, one loud shriek that was let out. Allah says it was one shriek. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. And all of them immediately were extinguished and fell down dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent one angel. Why send an entire army? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam. It is said that Jibreel alayhi salam, he held on to the two sides of the gates of the city, and he let out a cry. And this cry was so loud, and it was so terrifying, that whoever heard it, their heart could not bear it and contain it, and immediately that person lost all energy and fell down dead. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them after how they had treated the messengers of Allah and after they had martyred Habib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya hasratan ala al-ibad, alas, alas to the servants. Ma ya'tihim min rasul, no messenger had come to them, illa kanu bihi yastahzi'un, except that they would mock at the messengers of Allah. Every Nabi was treated this way. We find with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Alam yarau, Allah said, do they not see? Kam ahlakna qablahum min al-qurun, how many generations we have destroyed before them. Telling and reminding the people of Makkah, how many generations, powerful, mighty generation who had come before them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have destroyed them. Annahum ilayhim la yarji'un. Do they not see that those nations and those generations will never come back to them? They will never return to them. Wa in kullun lamma jami'un ladayna muhdharun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and certainly every one of them will all be made present and will all be brought and assembled before us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.